Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Margaret Croak is with us, the state representative from Chicago. Margaret, you're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm excited to be here.
I heard your story about trying to get into a restaurant in Lincoln Park, right?
Yeah, so the catalyst of this bill, I guess you would say, is I live over in Lincoln Park. Armitage Jailhouse is one of those, you know, hot restaurants that I kept trying to get a reservation at. I even tried to figure out, you know, what time do they open their reservations just so I could go to people with my husband. And I could never get a reservation. And I was on New York Times just scrolling, and they were talking about how in New York they have these third-party vendors that use bots to snap up all the reservations at hot restaurants, and then they sell them and you have to buy them. So I looked it up for Chicago, and I found this restaurant just all throughout the website selling reservations for, like, you know, the third party selling reservations for like $700. And I'm like, this does not feel okay. And then I went down the path of the legislation to kind of ban that, because it's just so problematic for the restaurants and for the consumers.
Yeah, we're used to that with concert tickets, but I hadn't thought about it for restaurants or sporting events. Restaurants, I wonder if they get that. The number I saw in the paper was $300 and some for, and that's not for the meal, that's for the privilege of buying the meal, right?
Yeah, I want to make sure it's, like, clear. So this isn't going after Resy or Open Table or even Talk, where you buy a ticket, right, and then it gets applied to your bill at the end of the night. This is completely separate. And what's even worse for it in comparison to, you know, scalpers with concert tickets is that there's no money that's ever given to the restaurant for this reservation, because the reservation is free. You're not buying, for the most part, you're not buying the reservation, except in some of these other instances. So, yeah, that money never goes to the restaurant.
Huh. Does it work? Do they get the money, Margaret? Do people pay money for a restaurant reservation at a hot restaurant in the city?
Yeah, people will pay. But the problem, too, becomes that sometimes people will pay, and sometimes that reservation maybe doesn't get snapped up. So the restaurant thinks, oh, I've got a fully booked house tonight. But in reality, only half those people come for those reservations. So
sure.
That's a problem with staffing. It's a problem for the servers who think that they're going to have a bunch of tables filled and tips. So
I think that's why some restaurants then have a down payment. You know, you have to put your credit card down, and if you don't show up, they'll still run it at least to a certain amount so as to keep people from not canceling reservations or what you're talking about. I'm intrigued by that idea that it's bots, it's computer programs that just scarf up the reservations. I don't like the sound of that either.
Yeah. And they are using bots, because there's no way to snag all these reservations so quickly if you were just a person behind a computer screen. And as it pertains to the bill, you know, this is really going after those third party vendors, those third party software companies that are a platform for selling these reservations. We're not talking about, like, oh, I grabbed a reservation at the hot restaurant. I can't go now because my babysitter canceled and I'm going to give it to my friend. That's not what this is, you know, going after.
You know, I think it is fair to at least talk about the principle of it. If it's a Taylor Swift ticket, people, very few, the lucky ones got to pay face value. Most people knew that if you really want to go, you have to pay an upcharge. And it's to somebody who doesn't necessarily deserve it, except they were faster than you. And maybe that principle somewhat applies here. That is, you don't have to go to that restaurant. If you do want to go, somebody's in line ahead of you. And if you want to jump the queue, you have to pay them for the privilege. And then you get to see Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, I think just Sorry, John, you just went out in and out for me. But I, comparing it to the concert, I think I hate the, you know, the secondary market for that as well. But again, at least in those instances, you have the artist still being paid. That ticket is still being, you know, purchased, and there are some funds going to the performer. In this case, there are no funds being transferred whatsoever to the restaurant. They are just sitting there thinking that they've got a full reservation book and hoping that someone comes. But also, too, what we're seeing with some of these is that the restaurants are no longer honoring this purchased secondhand reservation. So someone will come in thinking they have a reservation that they used, that they bought it, right? They don't have a ticket, but they think that they bought this reservation and they're not getting seated. The restaurant is refusing to seat them. So then you're also having this like contentious moment for the restaurant owner and the customer.
What a crappy business. So then I wonder how you would enforce this. Like, what do you propose to do about it?
So there is an enforcement mechanism in here where there's a private cause of action in this bill. So if the, say, appointment trader, that's the big one, is posting for Ralph Lauren or RL, which was going for $700 the last time I checked, they have a bunch of those reservations. For every instance of that, there is a private cause of action and there's a fine associated with it, because the restaurants have been trying to issue cease and desist to these operators and they're not.
I wonder where these people are. Are they in Nigeria somewhere and they're just trolls, you know, the people that scam us? Or is it local folks who are doing this? Who's the company or companies that are doing this?
So the big one that is mentioned in the New York Times and that I tend to look at what the cost of a reservation is going on the marketplace is Appointment Trader. And they are in the U.S., to my knowledge. The founder, at least, I believe the founder's American. I don't know. I think that, honestly, it's not as sophisticated as not being able to operate within, you know, the United States. Like, he's exploiting a very easy situation to exploit. It's like a free thing that he is just snapping up and then selling again.
I can see how the restaurants would feel about this. So probably going to pass. I mean, where is the bill now?
Bill just got out of committee last week in the House. I think it's going to pass. It did pass out of committee unanimously. So bipartisan support. It'll go to the floor and then it'll head over to the Senate chamber where the sponsor is Senator Sarah Feigenholz, who is actually my senator. So we represent part of the same district. And I think I hope it's going to be successful. The Illinois Restaurant Association, too, Sam Toy, they're very active behind this bill because it really does hit these restaurants' bottom line. And it's something that they're concerned about proliferating throughout the industry.
Margaret, it's nice to talk to you today. That's Margaret Croak. She's the Illinois State Rep, a Democrat in Chicago. Nice to talk to you today. Keep us posted on the bill.
Thanks. I always love talking to you so much. Like, I love you, John Williams. You've been part of my life for a very long time. So
I have spoken to you before, and if you have occasion to call us again, let us know. We'll talk some more.
Thanks. Bye.